The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And we've got a great, great, great show for you today. Wow. You know, as spring has sprung, we're out here, and I've actually been thinking about this. The flowers are blooming. Plants are just growing everywhere. And if you live in some place, I guess, other than the Pacific Northwest, it might even be dry. But the point is that this is that time of year where you're not sure if your nose is running because you just whiffed a little bit of something outside, or you have a cold, or who knows what it is. Well, today's show is going to really shine the light on some of your questions. And for most of you that are sneezing as we speak today, we've got a great conversation for you. Today's show is a topic that is near and dear to my heart, since for most of my life, I grew up sneezing, sinus infections, and didn't even get a sense of what was happening around me. So today I want to introduce you into phenomenal experts in the field. And the topic for today is your house making you sick? Joining me today for this conversation and for the conversation about why millions and millions of people in the United States are affected by allergies, we've got two of the best. Dr. Michael Blaze joining me here today, a pediatric and adult allergist widely recognized as an international thought leader in the field of allergy treatment. He is clinical professor of pediatrics and medicine at the University of Tennessee Health Sciences Center in Memphis, private practice in Memphis, and has taken his message, his focus on allergies and allergic disorders out into the world. He has been named to the list of best doctors in America, published more than 100 scientific articles, presented at more than 300 meetings and seminars throughout the world. And, you know, he's joining us here today as we take this conversation to a whole new level. Dr. Blaze is also the fellow at American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology as well. He serves on the board of directors for the American Board of Allergy and Clinical Immunology. The bottom line is, if you've got a question about allergies, call Dr. Michael Blaze. Joining him today on this show, because we've got that 1-2 punch for you, is Jeffrey May, certified indoor air quality professional, somebody that I should have talked to 30 years ago, by the way, focuses on allergens in the home and workplace. Now, he is a building consultant, indoor air quality expert, principal scientist of May Indoor Air Investigations. And I want to say this, you know, beyond being a chemist, beyond being an expert, you know, he has written books so that each and every one of us understand why your house may be killing you. And so today we're opening up this conversation with two people that have lectured across the country, and in Jeffrey's case, analyzed over 25,000 air and dust samples. And I'm telling you, we're ready to kick this up. I want to thank you both for joining us on the show today.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Thank you.
So let me start out by asking you, why is it that I spent most of my 20s and 30s sneezing my way through life? Dr. Blaze, why don't you start with a conversation about how we don't even recognize that we have allergies affecting us.
Yeah, it's really sad to hear your story because, as I've seen several patients this morning with your same history coming to me that have been suffering, you know, for years with sneezing, nose running, nose itching. And, you know, to me it's so sad because we can, by seeing your physician, get patients under control to improve their quality of life. And, I mean, I think that's the bottom line here is that what I tell patients on a daily basis is that there is no reason to suffer with allergies, that with the treatments that we have available, our understanding of the condition, we can really control the patient's problems.
Well, you know, many people think that this is, you know, this is something we should have known all along. And, you know, with that conversation, Dr. Blaise, I want to ask you, you know, there are people that come into your office every day, and I guess the question is, what are some of the things that you see? I know I mentioned in my case sneezing, runny nose, you know what I'm saying, which led almost always to a sinus infection, just to let you know. And, you know, and yet there are some other things that go on with people that we don't even recognize, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, I think one of the things that I think confuses people out there, and I think the reason they don't get to a physician for care of their condition, is they think that they're really having repeated colds, upper respiratory infections, viruses, and not really having allergies. So I think one of the things we should tell the audience is to give them some clues here on how to help distinguish whether they're having allergy problems or whether it is a cold or an upper respiratory infection. And in fact, allergies, you're going to have usually repetitive sneezing. These patients that tell you they wake up in the morning and are sneezing 5, 10, 15 times in a row, I mean, that's allergy. Okay? If you're having a lot of nose itching, clear, runny nose, with no fever, no sore throat, no colored mucus, no aches or pains, because all those other things are really related to viruses. So also, with allergies, you tend to have eye problems, so you tend to have a lot of watering of the eyes and itching of the eyes. You don't usually tend to have that with viruses. Also, as mentioned, there's no fever associated with allergies. That's associated with viruses. And a couple other key points to remember is if it tends to occur the same time each year. So if during the spring, every time this happens to you, or in the fall, every time this happens to you. And another very important thing for people to remember is if you've got parents or you have a sibling that has allergies, then your risk of having allergies is also much higher. So I think that we can get through to individuals that many times they think that maybe they're having viruses, when in fact those symptoms are really allergies, there are lots of things we can do for relief.
Wow. And, you know, this is a conversation where, you know, many of us are used to the story about, well, yes, yeah, spring is spring, allergies, et cetera. But there's a new conversation now that is affecting the lives of so many people. Jeff May is joining us here today. I said before, certified indoor air quality professional. And, you know, Jeff, I wanted to ask you a question about this because, you know, first of all, there are many people that are very, very sensitive to things that are going on. And, you know, I guess the question for me is, you know, I don't know if your profession was around 30 years ago, but I'd love for you to share exactly what you do and how your profession has evolved in conjunction with this, you know, the symptoms and what Dr. Blaise is talking about.
Well, I think that's correct, that there really wasn't, the profession did not exist at the time of, you know, when you were ill and you needed help. So it is quite a change, and there are a lot of professionals. I think just to, you know, to sort of put it into perspective, it wasn't until about 1960 that even the medical community realized that dust mites cause a lot of allergy problems. So this is relatively new. And I think I'd like to go back a little bit to, you know, what Dr. Blaise was saying. He mentioned something about waking up and feeling stuffed up, or mm-hmm. a lot of people get into bed and they have symptoms and they cough, and that's often a sign of having dust mites in the bed, those little critters that can cause a lot of allergy and asthma symptoms. And it's really, really simple to solve that problem. One of the things that would be great if we could get across in this show is that you don't have to suffer with these symptoms, and the solutions are very simple. A lot of people throw their hands up and they say, oh, you know, I've got dust mites, they're everywhere, and there's nothing that can be done. And nothing could be further from the truth. All you really have to do is get the mite encasings for the mattress and the box spring and the pillows, and literally, you know, people's symptoms can disappear overnight. It's that simple.
Well, you know, what's kind of interesting about this conversation, and, you know, many of the people that listen to this show, is, you know, and I honestly had this conversation not too long ago with a mother who said, oh, my gosh, you know, this can't be in my house. You know, I keep my house clean. So there's this idea, I think, especially for women, where they're feeling guilty around this. You know, they're cleaning their homes, and they just can't get a handle on it. And you know, I think it's much more complicated than that. You know, could you shed some light on this, Jeff?
Well, it's true that, you know, you can put a lot of effort and energy into keeping a house clean. In fact, I was just in a home yesterday, which was practically spotless, but there were hidden places where, you know, allergens were lurking. And so those are the kinds of things that people have to remember. For example, a carpet can be a tremendous source of allergen. You never know what's been in a carpet. If you go into a, particularly if you're renting or if you go, you know, into a home, purchase a home and people had pets and you're allergic to pets, birds, dogs, cats, whatever. So one really simple way to test if a carpet is a problem is to just cover it with something called carpet protector. It's a plastic adhesive film, and it can be put down for a week or a month, and you can take it up again. It doesn't leave anything.
Mm-hmm.
Painters do. And
wow.
It prevents all the allergens from coming out of the carpet.
Well, we're just warming up here with this conversation. I'm so thrilled. Dr. Michael Blaze joining us here, Jeff May joining us. When we come back, we're going to be talking about, wow, do we know what's lurking? And by the way, what is it that we're seeing in terms of symptoms for people? How do you even figure it out? Is it indoor? Is it outdoor? Well, we've got two of the best. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Oh, I beg and please.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Is your body missing something? Our bodies know when we're not getting enough omega-3s from our diets. And if you're missing out on omega-3s, you're probably also missing out on things like better moods, more comfortable joints, healthier skin, and much more. Thousands of studies now show the multitasking health benefits of omega-3s for everything from heart, brain, joint, and metabolic health to improving immunity and the body's response to stress. Studies also show that the best source of omega-3s is a fish oil supplement. I'm Kat James, and for me, everything changed when I started taking fish oil. I'm a true believer in the power of fish oil and in the purity and environmental dedication of Nordic Naturals. Their patented processing technology ensures industry-leading purity and freshness and a clean, fruity taste. Get the omega-3s you're missing with Nordic Naturals' complete line of award-winning fish oils for adults, children, and pets. Learn more at NordicNaturals.com.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Now this Japanese miracle noodle is available in the United States at MiracleNoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, this noodle made only of soluble fiber has zero net carbs and zero calories. Imagine the possibilities. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet guilt-free at MiracleNoodle.com.
Integrative practitioners, are you looking to improve your holistic approach to wellness? Develop the health coaching skills your clients need. The Center for Integrative Health has made earning your health coaching certificate accessible and in a format designed with you in mind. Completely online, the one course a month format allows you to focus on both your clients and your education. You can complete the certificate in as little as 8 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University System Center for Integrative Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org or call 800-NATUNIV to learn more. That number again is 800-NATUNIV.
Perfco Green, biodegradable by nature,
green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. Visit PerfGoGreen.com. That's PerfGoGreen.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. What a great conversation and such a timely one. Dr. Michael Blaise joining me here today. As I said before, he is one of the leaders in the field of allergy treatment, and I'm thrilled to have him joining us. And, of course, Jeff May of Certified Indoor Air Quality Professional. Hey, I got a question for everybody out there. Do you have sneezing, itching, runny nose, itchy eyes, even when you don't have a cold? You know, how many months out of the year do you take medications to relieve these allergy symptoms? And by the way, you know, are you affected both indoors and outdoors? Well, we're going to give you a website today where you can go and you can look at this amazing Zizol Doctor Discussion Guide. And you're going to get some answers today that you probably have not had for most of your life. And basically, if you'd ask me these questions, Dr. Blaise, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I would have been yes and all over the place. But somewhere along the line, I got a little bit smarter. So thank you for joining us today. Have you been seeing, Dr. Blaise, a rise in the level of people or the numbers of people that are affected by allergies?
I think that I have, and I think it's almost what we could call a worldwide epidemic, not only in the United States but throughout the world. That we're continually seeing a rise in patients that are suffering with allergy and asthma problems.
Well, I've never, honestly, asthma, every time I turn around now, there's either someone's child that has asthma, and I, you know, honestly, you could probably count the people you knew on one hand where either someone in the family or some, you know, a sibling, somebody had asthma. Now, people are walking around regularly with inhalers. What's the relationship to, you know, allergies and asthma and what's out there in the world or what's in somebody's house?
Well, there's a strong relationship. And, in fact, we know that children and, for that matter, adults that have nasal allergies, they are three times more likely to go on to develop asthma. So that's why it's so extremely important that we control the patient's allergy problems so that we can help control their upper airway disease and hopefully decrease the risk of developing asthma types of problems.
And, you know, Jeff, for you, I mean, listening to what Dr. Blaise is saying is we're in epidemic proportions, right, with allergies. It used to be, you sneeze in a little bit, you know, spring will be gone pretty soon, and, you know, you'll stop sneezing or you're going to throw some pills in there and make it happen. But now, given what Dr. Michael has said about, you know, the proportions of, wow, people getting either allergies or asthma, what do you attribute this to, Jeff?
Well, I have my theory, because, you know, I've been in thousands of homes, really, where people have been suffering from, suffering from allergies. You know, my theory is it's very simple and particularly it relates to the experiences that kids are having. You know, years ago, when you came home from school, you went out to play. Today, kids come home and they sit indoors and they're playing, you know, video games, playing on computer games, watching TV. And basically, they're just, you know, they're incubating dust mites in the cushions under their bodies. They spend hour after hour in the same place. And that's really what these organisms need to survive and to multiply. So I think a lot of the increase in allergy we're seeing is because people are spending so much time indoors. And a very simple thing. Let's say if you come in from outdoors and you start to sneeze, you can put on what's called an N95 mask, or N for nothing, 95. It's a type of mask, and it'll filter out the particles. So if you walk into a room or you sit down on a couch or whatever, and you have sneezing symptoms, you just put that mask on, and if the symptoms stop, then you know that it's these particles, that it's some allergen in the air. It's not a cold. And then you can do the same thing going outside. I mean, I think, as you said, it's, you know, spring has sprung, and people shouldn't really be afraid to go out if they're very allergic. They have a lot of symptoms, just to put on a mask, and that will filter out all of the allergens.
You know, this is a question that I think has been on my mind a lot, Dr. Blaze, and thank you, Jeff. And it's a question around, you know, what my experience was like kind of growing up, loving to be outdoors, been outdoors a lot, and, you know, refused not to be outdoors, so to speak. Never really had an indoor problem till I moved to the Pacific Northwest. And, you know, I went to one doctor when I first got here, and he basically said to me, you know, you may be allergic to Seattle. And I didn't quite understand that, because I don't think even 15 years ago we had the sense of the effect of, quote, what I'll call mold. Where does that fit into the conversation?
Well, I think what we're dealing with here, and, you know, Jeff talked about a lot of the indoor things, which are absolutely important. Mold can also be a significant problem as far as indoor allergies, especially as we built more energy-efficient homes that are more airtight and more humid. But a mold is also, and I want to make sure we stress this, is also an outdoor problem.
Yep.
And one of the other reasons we may be seeing more allergy out there, and I agree with Jeff, there's no doubt that the indoors is a major problem. But the outdoors, you know, one of the big hot topics, I don't have to tell you, is global warming.
Right.
And, in fact, we know now from really several studies that have been published that with the increase in greenhouse gas, CO2 levels will have an effect on plants that pollinate and will increase the level of pollen, and will also increase what we call the antigenicity of the pollen, which means it makes it stronger. It makes it cause more allergy symptoms. So as we're getting into the unfortunate aspect of global warming, increased CO2 levels, increased temperature on the planet, that is increasing pollen levels, and that, I think, is also a factor as far as increasing allergy. So there are multiple factors here of why we're seeing so much allergy problems throughout the United States.
Well, you know, you bring up a really good point that I think many of us, you know it's going on, but haven't really made a connection. I think at some level we've made connections to our health and well-being. And where people go with some of the things that you just talked about, Dr. Blaze, is they go to, you know, the place of cancer and certainly some of the other, you know, really chronic illnesses. And we rarely think, though, about what you've just talked about, how, you know, we are being affected by the change in the environment and what's going on the outside. And so that's a very important point. And we're going to get back to solutions today in the show as well. We've got some incredible things to share with people. You know, Jeff, I wanted to ask you a question because, you know, you, as we talked about before, your work has grown. It has developed. And yet there are more and more homes that are being built, everything from the wallboard, you know, to what goes in the carpet by, well, let me call it non-natural materials. And I wanted to get your sense of that because, you know, I think you all talked about the fact that, yeah, there may be something in the carpet, but what happens if there's something between the walls?
Well, you're right. I mean, materials do off-gas, paints, even, you know, new furniture, particle board. There are lots and lots of issues. Even there's a recent problem that they've had with drywall from China now where it's actually destroying the copper wires and pipes. There's some kind of sulfur compound that's off-gassing, and there are hundreds and hundreds of homes that have been built with the drywall now that it will actually have to be completely gutted. So, you know, there are certainly problems associated with materials, but actually I think one of the biggest problems is air conditioning. hard to believe. It's something that a lot of people install because they've got asthma. They've been even advised to do so. But I actually did a study. I compared 600 sick houses that I had investigated to 300 control houses, and what I found was that you were twice as likely to have respiratory symptoms in homes with central air conditioning. And it's obvious, I mean, from the, you know, thousands of samples that I've taken from air conditioning equipment, they're full of mold. I mean, the compressors, the coils, the air conditioning coils are covered with mold, the trays are covered with mold, all the fiberglass lining material has mold in it, and when these systems are operating, they're blowing that stuff out. It's almost inevitable. So, of course, there is a solution, and that is from day one, you've got to have the best filtration that you can possibly have. For me, the purpose of the filtration on the air conditioning system is to keep the coil clean. I don't worry about cleaning the air so much for breathing, but I want to keep that coil clean because it's wet a lot of the time if you're in an area where there's moisture in the air, and that filter will prevent all the dust from accumulating and prevent all the nutrients from accumulating on the coil. So it's very, very important.
Wow. And, you know, today's show, Dr. Michael Blaze and Jeff May joining me here today, is your house making you sick? The My Experts program showcases a unique mix of expert advice and guidance. We're helping over 40 million indoor and outdoor allergy sufferers. When we come back, we're going to introduce you to the X Factor. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
News. Opinion.
Can you hear me?
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Hey, guys, I heard you talking about the Ageless Secret. You've got to try it. Just a few sprays of the light mist and my face feels tighter and smoother. The longer I've been using it, the better my results have become. You're going to absolutely love it. So go to agelesssecret.com or call 888-424-4247. That's agelesssecret.com or give them a shout at 888-424-4247 and get some now.
Hi, I'm Dawn Stansfield, host of It's a New Day. And if you are like most people these days, you're trying to green your life and use products that are more natural and organic, especially what you use on your body. Well, I've discovered a cosmetic line that I really love. It's Gabrielle Cosmetics. And one of the things I love about this line is that it's 100% natural and completely organic and vegan and cruelty-free using mineral-based ingredients. And for you moms out there, they have an awesome line for children as well. You can purchase Gabrielle Cosmetics at Whole Foods, or you can go to their website, which is GabrielleCosmeticsInc.com. And the best part is that it's really affordable. I recommend that you go and see it for yourself. If you choose to order it online, click in the order box and put in It's a New Day, and they will give you an extra 15% discount. So go to Gabrielle Cosmetics, Inc., and check out this amazing skincare line.
Hey, Carol, looks like you haven't been sleeping well lately.
Yeah, Dr. Pat, I'm really upset about losing so much of our retirement fund due to the market. Do you have any ideas?
Let me tell you about my friend Tom. He told me to put my money in an Index Universal Life retirement plan. It protects me from market loss, disability, increased taxes, litigation, and the financial upset of premature death.
Wow, that sounds like a smart plan. How do I reach him?
Call Tom Liotta at WeExcel Financial, 888-252-3083, or his website, debtfreemca.com.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit PerformanceVelocity.com and start getting results now.
So, Susan, how's your diet going?
It's going great. I had noodles for dinner last night.
Noodles? Come on, that can't be on your diet.
Well, I eat Miracle Noodles. They're the secret calorie-free noodles that Japanese women have eaten for years to stay thin.
How is that possible?
They're made only from soluble fiber. That's it. Guilt-free noodles, Eva.
Well, I'm sold. Where do you get them?
Well, it's my little secret. But okay, you can get them at MiracleNoodle.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. If you've missed any part of this show and you want to take a peek and listen to it again, you can go to my website, www.thedrpatshow.com or Dr. Pat Live, drpatlive.com, and we will have this show up in its entirety later on today. It's a conversation with Dr. Michael Blaze and Jeff May that, you know, many of us have been really wanting to have, you know. Is it more than just the sneeze? Is it more than that daffodil popping its head up in your yard? And that's what today's conversation is about. But it's also about what each and every one of us can do to really create a different situation. Dr. Blaze, I wanted to ask you a question before we jump into the X factor. I wanted to ask you about, well, let me just phrase it, the further consequences of allergies and continuing to have them. We've talked about asthma, but I don't know that we have fully understand what could develop in terms of chronic illness and what the ultimate effects can be on one's body. I wonder if you could share that with us.
Well, I'm happy to. And I think that's important because a lot of people think, well, it's just allergies. I'll just live with it. It doesn't get any worse. It doesn't lead to any other problems. And, in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, we know that nasal allergies can lead to chronic sinus problems. We know chronic sinus disease is probably the number one chronic condition in the United States. It's been estimated that at least 20 to 30% of patients with chronic sinus disease, it's related to nasal allergies. We know in the pediatric population, one of the most common chronic conditions is what we call a serous otitis media, fluid behind the eardrums. And in fact, we know that in many children, that is related to their nasal allergies. And something that we're really starting to understand a great deal about is the effect of nasal allergies on sleep and quality of sleep. We know that patients with nasal allergies have poorer sleep. They have more microarousals. They wake up more in the middle of the night. They have poorer REM sleep. And now there's some studies to clearly show, both in children and adults, that severe nasal allergies can lead to sleep apnea. And we know the consequences associated with that. So there are many conditions that, in fact, nasal allergies can lead to serious, really serious problems that people need to see their physician about.
You know, and this is really the sort of, for me, it's the aha, it's the wake-up call around this. And I shared with you both during the break that, you know, when I grew up, it was really a simple matter of, you've got allergies, we're going to keep throwing these antibiotics at you, and one of these is eventually going to work. In my case, I went through years of them not working. And so for people that are listening to the show, they want to know, what the heck am I going to do? What can I do? So I'd love for us to talk about the X factor a little bit. And, Jeff, you know, the to-do factor, what can we do?
Well, I think there, you know, the way I approach it in my patient population is that I sit down and talk with them, and there are three approaches that we go through as far as treatment of the patient with allergies. Obviously, we determine by allergy testing exactly what they are allergic to, whether it's the spring pollens like the trees that are in the air right now that are bothering so many Americans throughout the country, or is it ragweed in the fall, or is it the dust mite that Jeff's talked about, or mold spores in the home. and work on some of those avoidance procedures that that Jeff has talked about. Very importantly, though, and I think one of the problems here is that in most cases, you just can't completely avoid the particular thing that the patient is allergic to, and that's where we get into medication. Now, there are some over-the-counter medications. They may help some of the patients some of the time, but really I think patients suffering with this condition, as we talked about many of the conditions that allergies can lead to, they really need to get to their physician. There are prescription medications available. There are oral medications. One, and you mentioned the website, Zizol.com, but Zizol is a once-a-day medication, antihistamine, for the treatment of both seasonal and year-round type of allergy problems, can be extremely effective. There are also other types of medications out there. There are different types of anti-allergy nasal sprays, some of those being topical corticosteroid nasal sprays. There are also a group of medicines that we call leukotriene receptor antagonists. So they need to see their physician and see which range of medications would be the best for them. And in certain individuals, especially if they're having severe problems and the medications aren't completely controlling their problem, then seeing a board-certified allergist in the role of allergen immunotherapy, or what we call allergy shots, to desensitize the patient to what they're allergic to. But the first thing is to get their physician, because that physician has excellent medications that are available that can really control almost every patient's allergy symptoms.
Well, and this is really what, you know, what people are looking for. They're really looking for something that, you know, is going to give them relief. I mean, who the heck doesn't want relief? I know that, you know, if you're either a mother of a child or you are actually the individual that is suffering through all of this, you want to provide some relief and some solutions, you know, for this. I know that you both have created opportunities for people to get educated about Zizol and beyond. I would love for you, Dr. Blaze, to give out the website so people have an opportunity to take a look at what you've created.
Right, and it really is a great website. There are experts like Jeff and I that really put a lot of time and others to really give out their information that people can use to really help them better manage their allergy problems. So it's xyzalzizol.com and the My Experts program that they can get. And really, again, there's very important data there to help them really be able to manage their indoor and outdoor allergy. They can also receive, through the My Experts program, they can receive monthly e-newsletters that Jeff and I have authored and others. Again, with a lot of practical tips that we talked about today, again, we want to get relief for our patients. And I think it's so important that, as we've talked about today, no one should suffer with this.
Right.
No one should have the problems with this. And that's what we're trying to do here.
Well, and you know, we're doing, you both are doing a great job of really explaining this and providing solutions to people, because it isn't just the sneeze anymore. Jeff, I wanted to ask you, in conjunction with what Dr. Blaze just said, you know, in your profession and what you do, you're getting to see so many things creep up here and there. I got to ask you, what's your greatest concern right now?
Good question. I guess there'd be two big ones. One, as I mentioned, was the air conditioning, that people keep the systems clean, and the other one is exposure to residues from detergents that contain enzymes. It's a relatively old problem, but something that, in my opinion, has sort of cropped up again. There are chemicals that are added to detergents that can cause a lot of that did cause a lot of occupational asthma. The industry has basically gotten rid of the problem, but I think that it's now a problem for some people that there are detergent residues on the clothing. I remember we had talked briefly in the break about dust aura, and I think you know, everybody has a dust aura. I take samples if I have a concern, I might just simply pat somebody on the shoulder and actually take an air sample and see what they're carrying. And as you know, I mean, if you go outside, you collect pollen. You know, if you're in a moldy place, you collect mold spores. But, you know, you wash your clothing, and if you don't rinse it well, you can actually have detergent residues that can cause allergy issues. So if you have it on your sheets and your pillowcases and your clothing, you're breathing that in 24/7. And I've had a number of clients who have switched detergents to using detergents that had no enzyme in them, and their symptoms all went away. They were coughing and skin, you know, rashes, skin rashes. So it can be very significant.
Well, and, you know, thank you for sharing that. I mean, that, you know, that's something that I didn't even think about. I mean, I just think there's so many things out there right now, you know, things that we use, things that we put on our skin, things that we, you know, air that we breathe, that, you know, this has been a puzzle. But thanks to both you, Jeff, and Dr. Blaze, we're able to figure this out. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be back with the Dr. Pat Show. Is your house making you sick? Very specifically, we're going to give you some tips. We're going to be able to help you figure it out. We're going to talk about the website again, and you'll be able to plug in to making sure you stop sneezing forever. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Go green at the Go Green Expo, the nation's leading eco-friendly trade show. Learn how to green your business, your home, your kids, and save money on your energy bills. Visit GoGreenExpo.com and learn how to live healthier and help our environment. See Dr. Pat in person and listen to her speak with other top eco-minded leaders and celebrities at the Go Green Expo in New York City, April 17th through the 19th at the Hilton. Visit GoGreenExpo.com for details.
Hi, I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty, and I want to share my thoughts on the importance of probiotics to your health and beauty transformation plan. Ever have a gut feeling something's not quite right with your body? You might feel it in your energy or even see it in your face. Well, that feeling might actually be coming from your gut, even if your digestion feels fine. I learned firsthand that if your body's inner ecology isn't right, your health looks and immunity suffer. My advice? Whether your health focus is detox, clearing your skin, or fighting the battle of the bulge, don't forget the battle of the bugs. Get the good bugs on your side with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. I personally use and recommend it because it's fermented for 3 years with 12 strains of good bacteria, including the proprietary TH10, found at least 6 times more powerful than other probiotics tested. Win the battle of the bugs with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Available at the Vitamin Shop and other health stores or at probiotics12.com.
Learn how to help people deal with loss and the grieving process. The new online certificate in bereavement studies at the Center for Integrative Health focuses on the spiritual, cultural, and workplace aspects of loss. Completely online, the one course per month format allows you to complete the certificate in as little as 9 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University Systems Center for Integrated Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org.
Have you signed up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter? Find out about upcoming guests, current promotions, events, and information. Go to thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com and sign up now.
Hi, I'm Paul McCormick, and I want to help you become financially free. Go to my website, secretsofthemillionaireinside.com, and you'll find my book that just became a bestseller, Passing Up Susie Orman and Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And when you buy my book today, you're going to get 4 ebooks, all for the price of 1. Plus, I'm going to throw in 6 CD downloads absolutely free when you buy my book today. Go to my website, secretsofthemillionaireinside.com. Secretsofthemillionaireinside.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Dr. Michael Blaze in the house, along with Jeff May. Is your house making you sick? Today's show is to really shine the light on what some of the conditions are right now, and as Dr. Blaze said, epidemic proportions. And, you know, from Jeff's point of view, what we can do, how we can look at both the inside and the outsides of our home and take some action. I want to thank you both for joining me here today, and really take a look at what the solutions are right now. Dr. Blaze, you know, you are treating people left and right, and Jeff, you are in folks' homes every day. What can we give people, sort of the top 5, Dr. Blaze, from you, the top 5 tips that you want to be able to give people to say, this is how you can change your life for good?
Well, I think the most important point is, in fact, that, you know, to see their physician and to realize that they're, one of the things that I hear on a daily basis from patients is, I can't believe I waited so long to get help that I've suffered for years with this. And now I'm finally getting relief, allergy relief, for my symptoms. And that I think it's important to realize that this is not a trivial condition. As we've talked about, it can lead to other types of more serious problems. We talked about sinus disease, and we've talked about asthma. And I think the other thing is that people get very concerned and they get scared of some of the treatments that are available, especially prescription medications. And I think it's important to realize that there are excellent, safe, and effective medications out there under the direction of their physician. We mentioned things such as Zizol today, which can be very effective once a day, and different types of topical types of nasal sprays. So really, the bottom line here is that I try to get patients to understand they shouldn't have to suffer with their allergies, and that there are things that can really be done to help their condition.
Yeah, wow. You know, that's got to be good news for a lot of people, that they can get that relief. And you know, Jeff, I wanted to ask you, I mean, I think the home issue is more difficult at some level because, you know, gosh, there are people that buy a home and then they're allergic to their homes, and then what the heck do you do?
Well, you have to be careful before you actually jump in and buy a home. And I actually do look at quite a few places for people who have a lot of allergy concerns before they buy, to try and help them out, you know, with that decision. So I think for families with allergies, they should actually avoid houses with hot air heat and houses with finished basements. We really haven't talked about basements at all, but if you wanted to talk about one of the top 5 things that people should really do, I would say certainly dehumidifying the basement up there is very, very important. And not just dehumidifying it, but actually keeping it, the relative humidity, below 50%. Because if the relative humidity gets high enough, you get these terrible mold problems. And I can't tell you how many basements I've gone down into where, you know, people don't dehumidify. They have carpets down there. The carpets are full of mold, and their children are down there crawling around on the carpets, breathing in all the, you know, all the mold spores, and it's very, very unhealthy. So, you know, that's a big one. And, minimizing carpets is also very, very important in the house. And as I mentioned earlier, if you cover it temporarily with this adhesive plastic material, you can tell whether or not, that's causing, causing somebody symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So the top ideas as far as preventing allergies and mite covers, I mentioned, keeping the air conditioning system clean. And here's another little tip that I recommend and have, I always do. When you, if you're buying a house, you want to look inside the air conditioning ducts or heating ducts with a mirror and a flashlight. It's unbelievable what you find. I mean, they'll, some of them, even in new construction, they operate the system during construction. It's full of sawdust and plaster dust, and people are breathing that in 24/7, and the sawdust actually gets moldy in the air conditioning portion on the cooling coil. So that's a really important tip, something to check the duct system. And, you know, ducts can be cleaned, but for people who are really hypersensitive, they're better off avoiding homes with any kind of duct system at all.
Well, and let me ask you a question about that. I have a friend that swears that, you know, the way that she vacuums is she walks around with a spray bottle and sprays the carpet very lightly with water. Her theory is it kills the dust mites. Is this true?
Well, actually, if you know, dust mites really need only two things. They need moisture and they need food, which is provided by our skin scales. So I don't think it's a very good idea to spray. What it might do is reduce the amount of dust that actually gets into the air. So she should be using a HEPA-filtered vacuum, and then when you vacuum, you have to actually vacuum slowly. You can't go crazy. That's, you know, they've looked at aerosol particles when people are vacuuming, and in some cases they don't find any difference between an expensive HEPA-filtered vacuum and a less expensive vacuum that doesn't have one. But I think it has more to do with how people vacuum. Like if you bang around very, vigorously, you raise a lot of dust. So you want to be careful when you vacuum. And, you know, for people who are very allergic, they can also wear a mask when they clean, and that makes a big difference. Or opening a window and putting an exhaust fan in so that the dust that you do kick up will actually get pulled out of the house very quickly.
Wow, this is really such a big topic. I know we're just barely kind of scratching the surface on this. You know, Dr. Blaze, where can people go to find out more information? What do you suggest they do to assess and evaluate their current situation?
There are a lot of excellent websites. Again, we have a lot of excellent information that Jeff and I and others have put together on Zizal, XYZAL.com. Some very great information. There's other websites also. The American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology website, which is acaai.org. And another group that I've worked with that has great information, and that's the Mothers of Asthmatics. If you just Google that, you can get their website. So there's a lot of great information out there. That patients, again, don't have to suffer with this and really can get help. I can't stress enough that if someone out there is suffering, if they're having the severe problems right now and they've taken something over the counter, and they're still suffering, there are things they can be done, and they really should get to their physician.
Boy, I echo everything you just say. Having, you know, you're talking to someone that suffered pretty much through about two decades of her life. Thank you both for joining me here today. I'm so glad that you're helping so many people. Thank you so much. Wow, everybody, now you have an invitation to stop that sneezing. I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Don't forget, check us out, www.drpatlive.com. We'll see you next time, and remember, wow, you can stop those symptoms. We'll see you next time.
I tried to swim against, put me down upon my knees. Oh, I beg and plead, singing, come out of things unsaid.
For listening to the Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.